It is time for us to check sports. And right now we'll start off in sports with a check on what happened in the NFL last night. Because I couldn't sleep, I actually saw the whole game. And the Kansas City Chiefs in an exciting overtime game defeated the Chargers 34-28. The Chiefs are now 10-4. The Chargers are 8-6. Now, there was a horrible, horrible moment in that game, in the beginning of the game, where a San Diego player was injured. Obviously, he was knocked out and it looked like he was momentarily paralyzed. Just a frightening scene. And it took like 20 minutes. They had to take his face mask. It was just horrible. And I hope that it's just temporary. And we have not had any news releases from the NFL or the San Diego Chargers. San Diego, listen to me. The LA Chargers. In any more on that. So we'll find out about that as obviously the day goes on. So we have football this weekend on Thursday, yesterday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and then next Thursday. I mean, this is, if you like pro football, this is your next week, week and a half. Coming up on Saturday on the NFL Network, the Raiders take on the Browns, and that's at 4:30. And then at 8:15, the Patriots take on the Colts on the NFL Network. On Sunday, the Cowboys take on the Giants at Giants Stadium. Texans take on the Jaguars, the Titans, and the Steelers. The Jets take on the Dolphins. Washington takes on the Eagles. Cardinals and Lions tangle. The Panthers and Bills. The Bengals and Broncos. The Falcons and 49ers. Seahawks and Rams. The Packers and the Ravens. And then on the Sunday night game, the Saints take on Tampa Bay. The Saints are 6-7. The Buccaneers are 10-3. Interesting story out with Tom Brady. In his second season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brady, who's now 44, plays like he's 24, leads the NFL with 4,134 yards through the air to go along with 36 passing touchdowns and two rushing scores in 31 games. The Bucs have a 10-3 record. The reason Brady is playing, he's still, of course, chasing greatness in his career. Brady recently talked about the 2007 NFL season when he led the New England Patriots to a perfect 16-0 regular season before falling to Eli Manning and the New York Giants. The quarterback believes his career would have looked a lot different if the Patriots had won the game. Quote, had we won that game, I'm not a big hypothetical guy, but maybe the desire is a little different if you're looking at a silver lining, end quote. He said that in ESPN's episode 4 of Man in the Arena documentary. Quote, maybe the desire to reach that point, maybe I would have been fulfilled not to stop playing at the time, but I don't know. Maybe I play another 7 or 8 years and I'm fulfilled. Maybe not, Brady continued, but there's not much I can do about it now. Maybe that's a lesson in life, dealing with what happens, positive and negative. You can't change it. You can learn from it, and hopefully you can make it a good person, and you deal with life in a positive way. And when things don't go your way, appreciate the other people who it goes good for, and then try your hardest to get back in there again. Quote, and I know that if I ever won a Super Bowl again, I was going to celebrate the blank out of that one, end quote, Tom Brady. Let's take a look at the NBA yesterday. Local action, the Knicks down the Rockets 116-103. The Nets over the 76ers 114-105. See if there's any other local games. No. Coming up today in the NBA, no local action. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Celtics, and the Nets take on the Magic. And taking a look at the standings, well, the Knicks are at 13-16. The Nets, they just keep winning, 21-8, having a fantastic season. National Hockey League finals from yesterday. The Islanders over the Bruins, 3-1. See what other local teams in action yesterday. Not sure if there were any. Doesn't look that way today. The Rangers take on the Golden Knights. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Canadiens, and the Devils take on the Red Wings. And if we look at the standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are in fifth place. They have 31 points. And in the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in second place. Well, actually, they're tied for first place with the Hurricanes. They each have 41 points. So this year has turned into a good year so far for the Yankees. Yankees' Aaron Judge tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend, Samantha Vrancic. So congratulations to him. And Justin Verlander and the Astros finalized a one-year contract that is worth $25 million. And that is a check on sports.